Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Guys, hey, I'm so glad to have you on this show because this show is for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years from now, if you're lucky, but you want it right now so you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But more importantly, guys, it's about creating that ripple effect through the lives of others, whether it be your family, community, or across the planet. And guys, I'm so grateful I can create that ripple effect through you. Thank you for binging and sharing. And I love just seeing how popular the show is becoming. It's so cool to be a part of this movement. So guys, thank you so much for making my day great. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Not only we've got some great blogs on there with other videos of these podcasts, but you can also check out the free ebook, Beyond Rice and Beans, 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today, that you can download and be able to find that money, funds, resource, be able to put to use and make cash flow today. So check that out. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So I've got a special guest here, highly recommended. And the funny thing is I've actually heard of him and his wife. And you know, it wasn't the first time I've come across their name. So I said, all right, if it's not the first time, there's got to be a reason, right? There are no accidents. And so I'm bringing on here a special guest, Jason Yerusi here. Now, he's a real estate syndicator with currently over 800 units under management. And they also host the Jason and Peely Project, a YouTube channel and podcast that sets the foundation for building this mental fortitude, growing wealth, and improving health. By giving you guys actionable steps and avoiding those missteps and really just have that abundant life. They also have a meetup called the New Jersey Multifamily Foundation Club. So if those of you guys are in Jersey, you guys also, this guy's right in your backyard. They have over 2,000 members and they focus on real estate syndications. They also provide great advice. They're huge health enthusiasts too. And that's kind of what I want to bring them on because I know we've gone into this new year here. Like really, this is something that we want to accentuate because it's not just about you guys making money. It's something much, much more. It's about living an abundant life. It's about living a healthy and well life because why have this money if you can't enjoy it because you feel like crap or you look like crap? And that's really why I want to bring these guys on here today. So Jason, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm psyched to be here.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit more about your background beyond what I just shared there. Like what even got you down this path? Why this big interest in having this kind of this really well-rounded, wealthy life?
It's been a series of learning experiences that continue to happen. And it goes back, of course, many times. My wife and I met in New York City back in 2003. We were both on different paths and we happened to meet at a bar that she was managing that I was beginning to do some construction work at. I had lived in Europe for a while and was just back living in New York City and started to do construction. And one day they were short on a bar staff and I started bartending. Funny enough, that relationship took about, we'll say another 10 years to blossom. And back in 2000, it was 12, 13, Peely and I finally found each other in the way that was meant to be, got together. And we moved out to New Jersey because at that time we had that horrible storm, Hurricane Sandy. Well, my father out here had this business that was heavily aligned on doing flood work because what he does is actually take houses and lift them up in the air and makes them FEMA compliant so people can hopefully not flood again in the future. Well, his business just exploded. And I was doing a couple of things, you know, running a big bar in there. I had opened a restaurant, opened a brewery, just done a couple different things in there. But I came out, my brother and I, of course, Peely, to start the family business and really help it accelerate to where it was. Because my dad was basically just a three-person crew that was now going from a point at, you know, working normal work week there was an extra day in a week or an extra hour in a day could be used because that's how busy it was. So we got out here, and this was something that was so great to help Pop, but we knew quickly that our goal was not going to be the have to continue to work to have something come back, right? So if you, construction, unfortunately, is a beast where if you're not doing work, you're, of course, not getting paid. And we were turning the clock, and Peely and I had gotten pregnant, or I didn't get pregnant, but she got pregnant with our first kid there. And we were really excited for that to happen. We knew we had to get our time back because we were working so much. So we did what we thought was logical at the moment, and we dove into real estate. Peely got a real estate license, and we started flipping and wholesaling. And what that did right there is it showed us kind of what we didn't want to do. We weren't doing bad at that, but we were so busy with construction. And now we have all these real estate activities that are also active and active on the point of us being in the mix, in the flow, right? Where the same thing's occurring. Well, it took us a couple of years to learn this. In about 2016, we met someone, or Peely did, that was buying rentals out of state and buying them distressed, fixing them up, getting a management company in place, getting everything on set, and then renting them out and really just receiving the cash flow. And
where's so
we said, yeah, with turnkey. Yeah. And so we were doing it on our own where we were finding distressed properties out there. So 2-3 units. And we're like, man, this is great. Next thing you know, you get them fixed up, you get a management company, start renting them out, and you're receiving checks in the mail. Well, how magical is this?
Yeah.
But looking at the economics of this is that to make that sustainable, that was going to be like, we'd have to buy all these properties and then you'd have people running around everywhere. And we're now trying to figure out how do we grow this and scale this? And yeah. I came across someone buying apartment buildings. And I was like, wow, why can't we do that? Mm-hmm. And that was that first step, that first aha, that we sold everything we had in the small multifamily and went out and went from that 3-unit to a 94 unit back in the middle of 2017. And that was that aha moment. Now, we've all been, of course, fitness enthusiasts. We really liked working out. It was a part of my life. But when we had our first kid, you know, I'm not going to lie, I put on a few pounds just doing what you do to help support the wife, Alicia thought. We were now getting to this point where we were having so much happened in our life that we needed to find that balance because, again, if you are your own boss, you can now make up your own hours. But that goes the opposite way, too. You can fall in the trap of working all the time, day, night. It never turns off. There's no, oh, okay, I go to work at 8:30 and I leave at 4 or 5. It's now to the case that, oh, wow, you go to work and you can never shut off. You could just continue to do what you do because there's never enough hours in the day or so you think. And we made the choice that we were going to find a way to get back and find what we deem a fulfilling life. And that's what we've really started to empower in others throughout these last few years here and why we wrote the book that we wanted to come on and talk about today, How to Master a Fit Rich Life in 15 Days. It's tactical advice for a fulfilling life. Because what has happened is that the definition of fulfillment has exceed this all because we deem that what we see on Instagram or social media, someone's car or house or pretty or handsome significant other deems happiness. We forget that we need to identify that for ourselves. And so identifying what we want and then really pushing the envelope to take actionable steps to get there has allowed us to get to the journey, to get to the steps in life that are making us live the life we do today.
Yeah. Well, that's a huge message of what our show is all about. I mean, obviously we're all about cash flow and freedom, but you can't have freedom without the physical aspect too. And, you know, give you an example. I remember I knew a real estate investor back in like 2006, 2007, and he had this massive $120 million real estate empire. But the problem was that with stresses and things and both in the business and also with legal stuff and everything else going on and scaling, it got to the point where his physical, that's the thing. He was really good at the financial and the real estate stuff, right?
Yeah.
But physically, he was overweight. He was sick a lot. I mean, I remember his own little radio show, AM Talk radio show, and he's always like coughing and getting sick. And lo and behold, once the stress hit from the financial stuff, he ended up in the hospital. He almost died, right?
Wow.
Like, and then he ended up losing all the stuff anyway. So why build this huge empire only to lose it because you can't physically manage it?
And that's part of life right there, is that we have to find what's going to be important to us, but it's quick to realize that if we're going to accumulate all this wealth or build this longevity of revenue streams, if we're not around to enjoy it, what's the use, right? Even if we prepare for our kids. But the same thing is we're having kids or having significant others, we want to be healthy enough to engage with them, to have fun, to be able to go out there and run around with them, enjoy their years because they go quick, right? Mm-hmm. My oldest has now turned 6. I have a 6, 4, and 2. And it's happened. I remember he was born, it was 20 inches, and now he's 4 foot one, you know, and it's happened like a snap of my fingers. And sure we can't just say that the easy thing is, I don't have enough time, or I need to find balance. You have plenty of time, and there is no perfect balance. It's not like here you're holding 10 different plates where you have your diet and your workout and your family and your part. You have to deem what's important of those, because there is no perfect balance where everything happens. Something has to get the energy at time and then other times. And what we usually fail at is that when it's time to spend time with family, we feel bad because we're not doing our work, and vice versa. When we're doing work, we feel awful because we're not spending that time with family, where it loses us. Instead of just saying, okay, I have 2 hours here in this window that's going to be for work, and I'm going to get things done. So when I'm done, I can go spend that time with my family. I can go get that workout in. And it's come to me creating that life by creating the steps. And it starts with really actual steps about getting up and having an identified plan in the morning. And that goes to give myself space, having myself the time and the focus to allow my head the space to operate. Most people get up in the day and take the day on as it comes, which basically is like you trying to jump on a speeding train between the stops. You're just trying to jump on the train and hope for the best. Instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to set myself up for a winning attitude and set myself up for the day to succeed. So when the day gets here, I have what I can control, and there's going to be things that I can't control, but I will be in control of what I can control. And so when that thing pops up that I can't control, then I'll be able to pivot with my best sense instead of just taking each thing as they come, and you're constantly out of flow, and you get to the end of the day and go, what just happened?
You know, that's true. Like, so I love working out too. Like we were talking about before the show, like I'm a marathoner, not like you, you're like ultra 100 miler kind of guy, but you know, I do a lot of stuff where I love working out. And I'll tell you, over the years, the one thing I realized is if you don't have a plan of what to do the next day, you won't do it. Like, you can set your alarm, but if you don't have a reason or like an actual plan of what I'm going to do to work out, you probably won't. And that's kind of, I realize has been like the secret is that as long as I have that plan and I have it in place, then I'm like, okay, I have a purpose to wake up for. Let's do this. Especially as you move into wintertime, it gets harder and harder to want to wake up early, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's now, our mind is always that first thing, right? So no matter what we do here, a marathon, 100 miles, nothing's accomplishable. And we have that daily battle with our mind, with ourselves. That's our first thing that we have to overcome each day. And when we don't do that, that's when we start making emotional choices rather than strategic choices, right? Because it's that first part. So 100 miles, just like what you do with your marathon, it's really half body, half mental, right? So I get to that 50 mile mark, that's my body. And then at the end, my body can still go, but my mind's like, you know, maybe we did enough. Maybe today was okay. You did enough. Why don't you take it easy? You know, you don't want to push yourself, because that comes from our fight or flight. That comes from, is this helping us eat, sleep, or survive? And our mind's constantly in that point that we're still being chased by saber-toothed tigers, when in fact it hasn't happened for years, but we're still rationalizing our thoughts based on that approach, right? Is this something that's going to hurt me or kill me, or can I go back to my comfortable spot? And where that leads us is that many times we're not happy, and we will choose to stay there in that area or zone that's not happy, that's not fulfilled, because it's safer than stretching out where potentially we might be so happy, but it's the unknown, right? Because the fear of the unknown will, even if it could be the greatest thing in the world, and even if we're massively unhappy, we'll greatly put our mind in a place where it can't comprehend it because it hasn't accomplished it, right? So if I was to say, I'm going to make $100 million. Well, and I'm unhappy where I am working at Pizza Hut, making $12 an hour or whatever's the wage. But, and you have this opportunity where you have this mentor, you will not go that route to try and source that kind of availability because you've never had that $100 million. You could set up strategic steps to get there, but you'll stay where you are and just say, you know what? Someone else was lucky, or someone else was this, because you haven't prepared for that moment to make a strong decision that's not emotional.
I agree. Why do you feel it's so necessary? I mean, I love how you talk about pushing to new limits, pushing new levels. And like you said, it doesn't have to be $100 million. It doesn't have to be 100 miles. Like, it's that incremental shift. Why do you feel that's so important for people to have that always growing for something more, doing something more, right? Because I know you can take that out of balance and out of whack, but there's also a really, I think, a healthy way of doing it too.
Well, you just, like you said, with marathoning, I'm sure you didn't just walk out and just start running marathons, right? You built up to it. And now you're starting to test yourself. Maybe it's on time or pacing or consistency or elevation, whatever is that there. Right. Because your body gets to a point there where it knows what it can do. And then it lets off the gas. Okay, I can do that. You need to stretch your mind, because each time you do that, it's going to allow you to accomplish more things mentally and physically than you could before. And so many times we think that right now where we are is the toughest where we are, but we forget that you running a marathon today might be a feat that, okay, you go out there and crush it. But 10 years ago, it would have been just, it would have been mind blown. You would have never been able to do it. But you can't think about that hard. Well, that's the same hard that you're having 10 years ago. Now comes to a new hard that you're having today. Maybe it's swimming 2 miles. Maybe it's getting up at 4 a.m. Maybe it's whatever. And when you can use that application into that new field, that allows you to constantly continue to grow, constantly continue to evolve.
Yeah, there's always like a new baseline, right? Yeah, that's so true. Because and that's the thing I always thought was fascinating is I thought, I remember being in my 30s. This is like nearly 10 years ago. I was popping ibuprofens every day. I know a lot of listeners don't know this, but I was popping ibuprofens or mixing up with aspirin, right? Like between ibuprofen and Tylenol, I was going back and forth just so I didn't kill my liver completely. But I was in pain, massive pain. I was overweight. I was about 200 pounds. Now I'm about like 160 to 165, you know, and I'm in my mid 40s now. And people be like, well, as you get older, it gets tougher. It's like, no, I've gotten faster. I've gotten stronger than I've ever been in my life. Like that doesn't have to be there. And that's true with money. Like I've noticed that the same thing with money too, is that I remember when I finally had a mental baseline of 10,000 a month, right? Like just getting to that 10,000 a month was a mental barrier. But then pretty soon I was like, wait, well, I need that baseline to be higher. What if I get it to 20,000 a month? And then eventually what if I get to 100,000 a month, right? And like just constantly hitting those baselines. And pretty soon that becomes your, not to overuse this term that we've already heard many times this year, your new normal, right?
Yeah.
You know, it becomes like your new baseline, you know, your kind of new marker, and it feels easier. It's actually easier to accomplish. It's natural.
We have to identify what it is to us. We take for granted what others say as face value, right? So we are so accustomed to just seeing something and assuming that's right. And I mean, you can look at that in every part. I'm not political, but in that part, even look at that, right? I mean, how many headlines do we read? And, you know, that's the clickbait, and you get into the thing and maybe it's different, right? You know, so, but in that front, it's like anything, right? So we take it for granted, like, oh, this is the best diet, right? Well, maybe it's the best diet for that person doing it, but not for you because you're completely different, right? But, oh, but it didn't work for me. Well, you didn't go through the process of understanding what works for you. You just tried someone else's thing and then said it didn't work. Or we give up so easily. The, you know, the 2 feet, 3 feet from gold philosophy is that we forget that, you know, you have this scalability where all the work up front may take 10 years and then you have 20 years worth of growth within the next 6 months because you put all that into the process. And it's just, it's getting our mind right to understand how to manifest greatness, understand how to manifest being better and being our best self. It's one step at a time, followed by another step, followed by another step.
You know, and I bet you there's people that have great money here, but there's people that are also trying to figure out how to crack that code, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree that even the same principles you use for physical fitness also apply to financial fitness? Would you say they both apply?
Yeah, we have to create actionable steps in the foundation, right? So it's like the same thing with the marathon. Well, the marathon, you might say, oh, I'm going to run a marathon, and you never do it because all you can think of is this achievement, but you forget that there has to be actionable steps to get there. First thing might be, oh, that could be as simple as that. And the next one, it could be, I find a plan. I speak to someone who's done it before, or I start creating some kind of eating regimen or workout regimen. You know, all those are part of the process. It's nothing to do with the actual achievement of the marathon, but they're all built there. It's like, what is it? Usain Bolt, he's what, made $100 million for like 20 seconds of work, but he spent 20 years getting to that point of getting that 20 seconds of work to achieve. And that's with us. So we forget that, okay, I want to make 50,000 hours. Well, and someone else must be lucky because I don't know how to do it. Well, okay, what's that first step? Well, maybe I have to identify, you know, what are my subscriptions that are just leaving me alive and I don't have any money to use that money to help me to that next step. What is the field I want to focus on? What is an educational step in that field that can help me be worth more or create more revenue? They can go in any part of our life. We just have to say that, okay, that's where I want to go, but I'm not... I can't just assume when I get there, I'll be happy, because then I'll never get there because I'll just be miserable assuming that all these steps in the part that you haven't achieved that result. So now I'm unhappy and then you get nowhere.
Right. So what would be a good first step for people?
Each bucket, identify what's important and level of importance, right? Because we can talk family, but family might be in each person, might be my wife, my kids, my parents. in someone else, it might be a girlfriend. In someone else, it might be a dad, an uncle. In someone else, it might be three cousins. Identify what you want and where that time needs to go. So what that is, if I need to have dinner with my family every day, that's a part of my life. Well, the same thing with fitness, right? In terms of fitness, if you say I'm going to lose 20 pounds, well, when, how quickly, what does that accomplish? When you lose that 20 pounds, what happens? You know, you don't just keep losing weight forever. It's how do I create that life for work, right? So I create $100,000 in income a year. Okay, great. Why? What does that mean? Why do you need to do that? Because we forget to really dive down into the why, because we see something else and we say, well, that person has $100,000, so that must be happiness. Well, for you, maybe that guy's spending $99,999. Mm-hmm. For you, maybe all you need is $46,000 a year, and you're sustained. Right. You could have the life you want, go out there and, you know, hike in the hills, you know, run as far as you want, do whatever you want, spend all the time with your family, you know, raise cattle, whatever you want to do, right? It's now identifying exactly. And if you pick a space, don't get overwhelmed, pick one that's on your mind constantly and identify that first step that leads to the goal. So you have that big goal with the first step.
Yeah. And that's all you need. You don't have to map it out A to Z. You just need A to B, really.
Correct. Because get to step W, it's no longer there because step D pivoted you completely off course. Right. So you need, okay, big goal, step A. That's it. Step one, whatever you want to call it. You need that first step because that first step is going to break the mental barrier. It's going to allow you in the process to know it's real. And then it's going to create the next question to lead you to the next step.
Man, Jason, I love it, man. So if people want to get the access to your book, the How to Master a Fit Rich Life in 15 Days, what would they do to get that?
Awesome. Yeah. So giving a book away, just pay shipping and handling, go over to fitrichlife.com/book. And this has been a compilation. We have our podcast. We get so many of these questions that deal with really fitness, family, finances all together. So we wanted to make this that, okay, you don't have time. Sure. I mean, you know, The Rock is all over the world, you know, lifting weights, filming videos, buying tequila, selling tequila all at the same time, right? Maybe he's got a team. So what? We have the time. We just need to put it in a level of importance. This book will help you really just take actionable steps to crush your self-limiting beliefs and just create your own comeback story. Because it's hard to say that you're going to get to the end of your life and say, I wish I did less. What you are going to do is say, I wish I did more. And now it's too late. Well, everybody believes that they are welcome to do more. It's the people that take the step to do it that are the ones that do more. And this book, fitrichlife.com/book, go there, get a copy. And of course, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, I love it, man. Yeah, we'll put that in the show notes and as well as your podcast too, the Jason and Peely Project. I'd love to have people follow you there too.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, Jason, I appreciate your time today. This is great stuff. And guys, you know, the whole reason we talk about this stuff is because we want you to create something more than just the status quo. Just like what Jason was saying, like we're not just here to have nice big wishes. It's actually not just being a hearer of the word, but a doer as well, that you're willing to actually do something with this, take those steps, and those incremental steps lead to an amazingly successful life. It becomes an extraordinary life because you take ordinary steps extra times. That's how you become extraordinary. So guys, this is what we wish for you today. And this is how to make 2021 awesome as well as the rest of your life and be truly rich, not just financially, but in all areas of your life. So guys, go and make a wonderful and prosperous week and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.